Pod People.
You're listening to What Fresh Hell Is This with me, Stanzi Potenza. On today's episode, Jesus Christ, why would I tell you what's on today's episode? Never heard this before. It's the first one. Let's ease into it a bit, maybe. What fresh hell is this? This is gonna be great, I promise.
Breaking news, if you are receiving this right now, it's because you're a huge bitch.
Ugh, Christ. And welcome to What Fresh Hell Is This with me, Stanzi Potenza. So, this is the first of what I hope will be many, many episodes. And I don't know. I just feel like we need a bit more fanfare to mark this ostentatious occasion. Maybe a little choir music, something majestic. Can we cue something up like that? Summon the angels or some shit? Ooh, yeah, that's nice. Really sticks the landing. I just want to bask in this because it's a big moment for all of us. This is huge for us. And every week, I hope you'll trust me to take you on a journey into the farthest nether regions of my subconscious. Because what the fuck else are you going to listen to on your commute? You know what? Don't answer that question. I know there are a lot of other podcasts out there, but this one is just for us. This is our special time, so safeguard it. I am so excited to start this new podcast adventure. As some of you know, I had an old podcast that I stopped doing almost immediately after it started, and that is because I don't like doing things. For someone with such extravagant dreams, I really do not have the drive to back it up. Working is not my forte. I would have suffered greatly during the olden times. Speaking of the olden times, I would like to take you back in time and introduce you to my dear friends, Dr. Maltese and Mildred McJenkins. Maltese? Ugh, Jesus Christ. Good morning, Mildred.
Why, my sir, you look quite tired today. Luckily for you, I've already made you a cup of tea, your favorite.
Thank you, Mildred. Please make the office as spotless as possible today. We have a very important client coming.
Oh, surprise, Dr. Maltese. It's usually quite empty in here. People seem uneasy being in here for too long.
Yeah, I can take a guess as to why. Do you have anything less, well, raggedy you can wear today, and maybe something, I don't know, can you do something to your face?
I think I look quite good today. I got this skirt off one of the corpses, but if you insist, I'll put my finest clothes on to impress our honored guest.
That would be super sick of you. Hello? Hello there, pleasure to make your acquaintance. I'm Frederick Maltese.
Edward Kensington, Doctor. Pleasure to meet you.
Oh, me lord!
Jesus Christ, that's the biggest sewer rat I've ever seen.
Pardon me lord. I should have been here to greet you.
Holy hell, it talks.
She's not a rat. She's my housekeeper. She's been with our family for a long time.
Oh, sick.
Mildred McJenkins, me lord. Make yourself at home while I pop the kettle on.
I don't mean to be a dick, but like, how do you get used to seeing the mug on that cockney goblin every day?
You just get desensitized to it.
Wow. Okay.
Now, regarding today's visit, aristocrats don't tend to show up in places like this. I'm sure you're aware about what people have to say about my practice. The townspeople tend to shy away from my unconventional way of practicing medicine.
Right. Well, first of all, I don't have an issue with what you do here, but even if I did, I didn't have much of a choice.
How desperate could you possibly be?
I'll just say it. The Queen has died.
Oh, I didn't have that on my bingo card today.
Excuse me, Dr. Maltese, please show some respect. The ruler of our country has died.
K- Cowabummer, dude.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't know the broad.
How would you feel if I said that about Mildew?
Mildred.
Right. How would you feel if I said that about Mildred?
Every day, I am shocked that that woman walks among mortals.
Here's your tea, gentlemen.
Thank you. Anyway, about today's business, I need you to bring the queen back to life.
My God! The queen's dead! Oh, may God bless her and God forgive her!
Mildred.
Oh, me Lord!
Mildred!
The queen is dead!
Please shut up. Please, no.
Oh, the poor lass!
Madam, please!
Whatever will we do?
Mildred, shut the fuck up.
Pardon me, she's just the queen is old.
Right. Doctor, can you do this task?
This cannot be a good thing.
I'm begging you, Doctor. I fear for the state of our country if our queen is no longer ruling.
She's been looking rough for a while. What were you expecting?
Sir, I implore you. Our country is on the brink of war, and the last thing we need is a dead queen.
Christ, fine!
Bless you, Dr. Maltese. I shall return shortly with her corpse.
Oh, me lord! Does that mean I get to meet the queen?
With so much love and respect, the last thing that woman needs upon returning to this mortal realm is your abrasive aura. It honestly might kill her again.
Understood, Dr. Maltese.
Stay tuned for the next episode of Dr. Maltese and Mildred McJenkins. Welcome back. Recently, I posted on my Instagram story about how I literally just started scheduling meetings, and I didn't expect so many people to give me feedback on it. I actually had a lot of meetings this week, and almost every person I had a meeting with brought it up to me, and my agent joked about always texting me a minute before a meeting to make sure that I am ready to go. Prior to my use of calendars, I would usually just base it off of a memory or a feeling in my soul, which was very much not helpful on the day that I had an important meeting that I completely forgot about. Thank God I looked at my text because I was immersed in some smut that I was reading. And had I not checked my text at the time, I would not have known that I was late for a call. So I hopped on the call with my hair all raggedy and I was like, oh yeah, like I was just like very deep into the creative writing session that I was in. But no, I was reading a webcomic about a dude getting pegged. Long story short, I schedule meetings now because I am a big business boy. The moral of the story is I now put time on my calendar to read my smut, and you should too. Speaking of smut, I wanted to share a new sketch idea with you called Cursed Fan Fiction, where I take two bizarre characters and put them in a sensual setting. Chapter 1. Edward Cullen and Roz from Monsters, Inc.
The rain is especially heavy this evening.
Sorry, I was on the phone with Mike Wazowski.
They decided to meet at the usual spot, the Motel 6 on the corner of Franklin Street. Edward was staring at Roz with desperation in his eyes.
I've been waiting for this moment all day. You're late.
I told you, I was on the phone with Mike Wazowski.
Edward darted over to her with a quickness.
You seem to talk about Mike Wazowski a lot.
Listen, Edward. Mike Wazowski is my employee, and I have to take care of the business.
Edward slammed Roz against the bed.
I'm sick of hearing about Mike Wazowski. Look at the man in front of you for once.
They stared at each other for what felt like ages. In Edward's eyes, he could see that Roz was really looking at him. Not Mike Wazowski, but him.
I'll try harder, Edward. I want to make this work. You're the only man who's ever made me feel alive.
Edward cupped her slimy cheek.
Then let's do what we came here to do.
Edward kissed her deeply, and thus began a night full of intense, slimy ecstasy.
Edward,
Roz, you feel so good.
Let's do what we came here to do. Edward kissed her deeply.
I want to make this work. You're the only man who's ever made me feel alive.
Wow, we are really ending this with a bang. I have never laughed or gagged harder than I did writing that last segment. The only person hurting me is myself. If you enjoyed that segment, I would love to know who you think I should write about next. The possibilities are literally endless. I want to thank those of you who tuned in for my very first episode of What Fresh Hell Is This? I am looking forward to making you laugh and cringe every week. What Fresh Hell Is This was written by me, Stanzi Potenza. It was co-created by me and my friends at Pod People who make this podcast come to life. Rachel King, Matt Sav, Chris Jacobs, Danielle Roth, Carter Wogan, and Ann Foose. Special thanks to Danielle Harvey at Dulcedo and all of my friends and family. If you love What Fresh Hell Is This, share it with a friend. And if you really want to over-deliver, please leave a 5-star review and rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow me at Stanzi Potenza on TikTok and at Stanzi Potenza everywhere else to stay up to date on everything I've got going on. Until next time, I will see you in hell.